Story 55, Copley Surprise. I floated through the air.
That commercial provided the visibility we needed. Channel 10 continued to run it, and I became more recognizable to people in San Diego. I just kept popping up on everyone's television throughout the day and night. I got calls for interviews with other news stations and the local newspaper. The more interviews I had, the more opportunities for interviews I was offered. My visibility created the publicity we needed. I was developing a media presence with the local news to be able to talk about what we were doing and why it mattered to San Diegans. I was forming relationships with media producers who decided what stories were being run, and of course was always pitching stories to them about what we were doing. It was the start of what would become an ongoing media presence in San Diego for me, all of which was about making sure the work we were doing at St. Vincent de Paul got exposure and remained relevant. Our mailbox started filling up with donation envelopes with checks in them. We've always done a lot of mailings. In those early years especially, mailings were the main way we sought out donations. Every letter we sent out included a St. Vincent de Paul return-addressed envelope for a potential donor to send a donation check back to us. Whenever we saw those envelopes in our mail, we knew money was inside. My mail came to me, including all the foundation grant decline letters. I had sent out over 100 letters to all the big foundations, and I was used to opening envelopes containing letters on their professional letterhead saying, "Thank you for your inquiry, but..." I was used to being declined. One day, as I was sitting at my desk opening up no letter after no letter, I opened up a letter that said, "We are pleased to..." "What's this? Wait a minute. This is a yes, and there's a check?" I turned over the check to see the amount and practically fell out of my chair. The Copley Foundation had sent in a donation check for $250,000. I could barely believe what I was seeing. I shot up from my desk to show the check to everyone on staff. The Copley Foundation donation was a major breakthrough for us. It provided validation for our building project. To have the Copley Foundation behind us as our first major donor gave us clout. It meant they believed in what we were doing, and if they were on board, others would be more willing to be on board too. Naturally, I made sure we got news coverage about their donation and how it would advance the project forward. Soon, we announced plans to break ground on St. Vincent de Paul Center.